In network marketing, there is a phrase that gets thrown around a lot. It's called circle of influence. Its meaning has gotten lost. The way the meaning has gotten lost is that when you join a network marketing company, you're asked to write a list of names from your circle of influence. The term circle of influence has come to mean write a list of people you know. That is not the definition of circle of influence. Let's define circle of influence. Circle means a group or people sharing an interest, activity, or achievement. So that's the same definition as the word network. The definition of the word influence means power to sway or affect. So the definition of circle of influence is power to sway or affect your network. That's the reason I use the term network influencer. I used it on this audio for two reasons. One is I didn't want you to become confused by circle of influence, since so many people in network marketing use it to mean people you know. The other reason is that I want you to see that it is people. No, it's a person who is a network influencer. When you meet people, I want you to start looking for that trait in them. See with your own eyes what kind of influence someone has over their network. And the identifying traits of a network influencer are honesty in what they communicate and their results. When you're at a social event, see who it is that everyone seems to listen to. Watch people who are talking to this person. Are their eyes everywhere else, or are they riveted on this person? Why am I bringing this up? Everyone has what I'll call a degree of influence. A person in a small town who works in a gas station, has a wife and child and no other family in the area. His wife is a homemaker. They don't attend church. They just don't interact with people. Who does he influence? His wife and child. So he does influence his network. It's just a very small network. Take this up a notch. Let's suppose another person lives in a city. She's a manager in a software company. She teaches Sunday school at church, is a member of the Internet Society, and is a frequent speaker there. See how she has a larger network that she influences? So everyone has varying degrees of influence. Sometimes your influence is so high, all you need to say is, take a look at this. Done. They will come and look at it. No questions asked. Think of Warren Buffett, who is tied with Bill Gates as being the richest man in the world. He made his wealth by investing in companies. He is the most respected man in the investment world. His influence status is so high that if he called and said, I have something for you to look at, CNN would show up with their cameras. Very high influence status. Other times your influence status is below the person you're talking to. That's okay. Mine started very low. Be honest and get results and it will come up. Your job as a networker is to communicate your way to these network influencers, but you have to be a professional. People will open their networks and continue to open their networks to you as long as you don't blow it by damaging anyone. This is where the inviting formula comes in. See, if you qualify someone and see that they're happy where they are and they don't qualify, you don't invite them. Then you've just had an enjoyable conversation with someone and that's all. If they do qualify, you take them to the next level. Professionally. When you network through and find a network influencer, make sure you really do the inviting formula. Sometimes when you're working with a network influencer, the greeting can take a long time. There have been times where I've met people and immediately saw that they were the influencer. We swapped business cards. I sent him an email within 24 hours saying that it was nice to meet him. Then within a week, I'd send him something that supported something I learned about him. Let's use as an example, if I knew he liked golf, I'd send him something on golf or ask him something about golf. Then I'd ask him where he plays golf. Pretty soon, I'd ask him to join me in a game of golf. See, what I taught you about greeting people and meeting people really comes into play here. You put the focus on an item, and then you slowly move it to the person. You keep doing it until they start to contribute to the relationship. Slowly, that third entity begins to form. When you can make this person's life better in some way, golf, babysitting their dog while they're on vacation, then greeting steps become very meaningful, and you get this influencer to open up and talk freely to you. Now, you obviously can't do this long greeting with everyone, but when you're working with someone's network and you locate a real network influencer, I highly recommend it. Now that we've gotten through the professional networking section, I want to repeat something I said earlier because it's really key. Once you get a qualified prospect through a purchase lead or a newspaper advertisement, then network your way into that prospect's network. That's the key to making leads pay off big time. I never view a purchased lead or newspaper lead as a final thing. I always view that lead as an entry point into a network.